Time to switch topics and talk about transferable energy credits, right? Transferable tax credits. Our next speaker comes to us from Chicago, from Baker & McKenzie. We're very happy to have Maher Haddad here with us. He's going to talk to us about the brave new world of transferable tax credits. He's a partner in Baker & McKenzie's Global Tax Practice Group in Chicago and advises U.S. and non-U.S. clients on federal income tax issues, works in this area all the time. And I don't know about you, but I'm really interested in hearing about this from somebody who's down in the trenches doing it. So, all right, come explain to us about how you can sell your tax credits, something we thought you never could do.
All right, great. Thank you, Maxine. Oh, wow. Well, thank you for the applause before. I don't know if I've deserved it yet, but hopefully by the end of the presentation, you'll find that I have. So we've got a lot of material to cover, so we'll get started right away. Just a quick rundown of the agenda. I mean, the upshot here is with the Inflation Reduction Act. And can you guys hear me, by the way? Yeah, good. Okay, great. The upshot is a number of tax credits are now transferable. They can be bought or sold. That is a new development in the federal area. I know it's something that's existed in the state tax credit area for a while, but this is brand new for the federal for federal tax credits. So that's kind of what the presentation is leading towards. But for the first half of the hour, we'll probably focus more on, what are these tax credits that you can now buy or sell? How do you compute them, and how do you determine your eligibility for them? Because whether you're a seller or a buyer, you got to know kind of, you know, what is the tax credit? Am I eligible for these credits? Is the seller eligible for what they're trying to sell me? Have they computed the amount correctly? So we'll walk briefly through those rules, and then we'll turn to discussing the actual rules around transferability itself and the buying and selling of tax credits. Proposed and temporary regulations were issued this summer. Some deals are starting to be done, and so we've seen some of these tax credit transfer deals. We'll talk a little bit about that. So that's kind of how we'll end the presentation. It'll lead towards that. So without further ado, just brief overview of the Inflation Reduction Act. Again, we've got a lot of slides that are there for your benefit. One won't focus a lot on many of them. Some of them we'll skip through kind of quickly. But the Inflation Reduction Act, it's a kind of big sea change in the way that the U.S. Incentivizes renewable energy and clean technology development. It was passed last year, and the Congressional Budget Office scored it as providing over $700 billion for energy and climate change, and about $370 billion of that by the CBO scoring was in the form of various tax credits. Again, that is just a CBO score. I've seen some other analyses by Wall Street banks and other financial institutions that think that over the next 10 years, it's going to be more like on the order of $1 trillion of tax credits that are going to be flowing through the system, and that can potentially be transferred. We'll kind of see, but this is, promises to be a very active area of transaction going forward. Here's a whole alphabet soup, alphabet and number soup of credits that can be transferred. Most of them relate to the production or the generation of clean power and clean electricity. solar and wind are the two kind of big gorillas and monsters in the room. That's what provides most of these credits, but there are others, and we'll walk through them.